The recent local elections in Venezuela, which for the first time included the state of Guyana's Essequibo region, should not make a difference on the ongoing issues between Guyana and Venezuela. However, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and interlocutor of the Argyle Declaration, Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, said the election will create some complications. The Argyle Declaration was signed in December 2022 by the presidents of Guyana and Venezuela, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, former chair of CARICOM Dr. Roosevelt Skerrit, and President of Brazil Lula da Silva. The declaration signaled an indication by both Guyana and Venezuela to keep the Caribbean and Latin America as a zone of peace.
I am not sure that this is going to make any real difference to the ongoing problem, except perhaps complicating it a little bit here and there. What I am pleased about is that there has been, at least as far as I'm aware, no reported incursions physically into the disputed territory, or what is claimed to be disputed. Let me put it that way, because Guyana is clear that it's not disputed. Of course, Venezuela has it in its constitution that is also not disputed. This is why I have to use, as an interlocutor, careful language. Most interested in peace, and whatever the outcome, finally, by the ICJ, that Venezuela and Guyana can get together and solve what would be continuing border challenges.
Prime Minister Gonsalves noted that when the land issue is settled, there is also the issue of the maritime space.
Because when the land issue is settled by the ICJ, there is then the issue of the maritime space, which is where you have a lot of the exploration for hydrocarbons, for oil and gas. And that would be additional challenges. It would be certainly influenced by the ICJ decision. I would expect that they would, both countries would still have to have conversations about what is happening with the maritime space.
The Prime Minister said he has not spoken to Presidents Maduro nor Ali since the election. However, he said he spoke to President Maduro during a recent visit to Caracas, where he gave his own view on the issue.
I'm always asking for continued dialogue, continued conversation, and for peace. Because once there is open conflict, the consequences are likely to be very severe. And a conflict has its own dynamic, presents its own bundle of contradictions, and can escalate beyond the imaginations of those who either prompted the conflict or did not do sufficiently to reduce or avoid open conflict. But St. Vincent and Grenadines is here. I am personally, as required by the Argyle Declaration, and so too Roosevelt Skerrit and President Lula, and of course the chair of CARICOM. Currently it's Mia Motley. In July it's going to be Jamaica. But Skerrit and Lula of Brazil and myself would remain engaged. At least those are the terms of the declaration.
Prime Minister and interlocutor of the Argyle Declaration, Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. The International Court of Justice will deliver a judgment on the border case brought by Guyana in 2026 to determine the ownership of the Essequibo region. The ICJ had previously ruled that the land belonged to Guyana. However, Venezuela has since issued decrees and laws indicating a willingness to annex and incorporate the Essequibo region. According to state-run broadcaster in Venezuela, Telesur, in the elections held on Sunday, May 25th, about 21.4 million Venezuelans voted to fill 569 positions, including the controversial Essequibo region. According to the Guyana Chronicle newspaper, minutes before the midnight hour, on the eve of Guyana's 59th independence anniversary, President Dr. Orphan Ali formally declared that Guyana's territory is a settled fact of history and law, as he reaffirmed the nation's unwavering commitment to peace and the defense of its sovereignty. I am Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.